It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I hate to tell you, this isn't really ska.
It's the old ska blues.
It's the old ska blues. So we were talking off the air.
Yes. Longest hockey games? Longest Stanley Cup finals?
Longest Stanley Cup
finals.
Finals.
Or do you want to do all playoffs?
Well, these are the longest games in NHL history.
In NHL history. So these could be regular season games. They could be playoff games.
Yes, but I do have the... So I have the longest... The five longest games in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay, let's go with those first, real quick.
Okay, you'll never guess because some of these happened almost 100 years ago.
Okay, so well, tell me who the teams are, and I can give you a rough estimate of what time it was. What date?
Okay.
I'll try. I can't promise.
Detroit 1, Montreal Maroons 0.
That would have been probably 1915.
Well, not that long ago.
Oh, 1925.
Nope.
1960?
1936.
Oh, well, right in between.
So, of these five, they all went to multiple overtimes.
Okay.
How many overtimes do you think the longest overtime Stanley Cup game was?
I would say seven overtimes.
Six. 176 minutes of overtime.
So, that's like playing a hockey game.
Yes.
And then saying, that was fun, let's play two more.
Yeah. Pretty much, because that's almost 3 hours of hockey. 3 hours of playing time of hockey.
Yes.
You have number two.
And that one, of course, ended in a draw after both teams died.
Well, fortunately, it was a Stanley Cup. So, I mean, I'm hoping someone won that's like, okay, you know what? You won six overtimes. That's like playing three. You get three wins for that.
Okay.
Toronto 1, Boston 0, six overtimes, 1933.
Oh, I remember that one.
164 minutes of overtime.
Okay.
Philadelphia-Pittsburgh in the
I watched that game.
2005 overtimes.
God, that was terrible.
152 minutes of overtime.
Yeah, so it was like it felt like the guy barely got his stick to the goal. It was just and no one even celebrated. They just fell down.
number 4 Anaheim 4 Dallas 3 2003 140 minutes of overtime in the number 5 Pittsburgh 3 Washington 2 in 1996 139 minutes of overtime. So the four overtime game that Colorado won their first Stanley Cup on.
Maybe it wasn't four overtimes.
Or it might have been four overtimes but less than 139 minutes of overtime.
Oh, there's where math comes in. Let me see.
Well, cuz I don't know, it felt like they scored early in that fourth period.
Pretty early, overtime. Yeah.
So that means Pittsburgh Washington must have gone about halfway through their fourth overtime. Maybe I don't know because I don't. That would require doing a lot of math, and there's a reason why.
Well, so what was the time on the Colorado?
I don't know.
Okay, so
I didn't look that up.
154 minutes. So that means
no. The Pittsburgh Washington four periods of overtime.
Yeah.
Came out to 139 minutes of overtime.
Okay, so that was right at the end of the fifth overtime or whatever it was.
Fourth overtime. So Colorado versus the Panthers Stanley Cup probably did go four overtimes. I was a little I'd had a few adult drinks at that point, so I don't. It's all
the only thing
fuzzy.
I really remember about that series, besides the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup, was mm-hmm. that Florida had all those rats.
Yeah, they had the rats. It was weird.
So whenever they would score a goal, they would just throw the rats.
It was weird. Yeah,
and
it was for their goalie, right?
Well, no. What happened? One of their guys saw a rat in there. And shot it against the wall and killed it. And so the rest of the family was like, yay, rats, let's kill them.
Well, it is Florida.
Ratatouille would have been so embarrassed. Ugh. Think of how many great chefs were murdered.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Well, I mean, didn't you ever see, you never saw Ratatouille?
No. What? How many times do we have to go through this? Ask yourself this question before you ask me these questions. One. Is it an animated movie by Disney or some...
Pixar, one of the two.
If the answer to that is yes, then chances are Chris has not seen the movie.
But Patton Oswalt, man. Patton Oswalt.
I love Patton Oswalt.
He's the rat.
That's great.
And
good
he can
for
cook.
Him. Good for
he
him.
He can cook him some food.
Good. Fantastic.
You know his favorite dishes?
I'm going to guess Ratatouille.
Oh, you see, you have seen the movie.
Well, it's called Ratatouille, and it's an actual dish. So, I mean, there's
no
just
freaking
some,
way.
Yeah, it's true. It's a thing. It exists. I mean, there's just certain questions
so anyway,
that at this point you should know.
So they only scored one goal, and so they threw all the rats on, and then Patrick Waugh said, I just wanted them to feel good getting their rats. And then he didn't score. They didn't score in the fourth game, and the Avalanche swept.
We had to get Drew Litton on as a guest one night because I remember his cartoon of that. Actually, he had a couple of real memorable cartoons after the Avalanche and Patrick Waugh won that Stanley Cup. And
it was Joe Sakic sleeping with a Stanley Cup.
Well, there was that, but
and
then
John Elway peeking in the window.
So there was that cartoon, but then there was another cartoon that he had Patrick Waugh in game one where he's just in goal. And then in game two, there's like this little metal door that's kind of raised about a third of the way. And then in game three, the door's raised a little more. And then in game four, it's just shut closed. And the pucks are bouncing off the door. It was a really cool. I just remember that.
I just remember those playoff runs and how fun it was to watch because we didn't have hockey here for a while. And so I wouldn't say that we were the most knowledgeable fans.
Oh, I mean, it's not. Yeah.
And then, of course, okay. They had the whole thing with the Blackhawks. Remember where Jeremy Roenick said that, you know, he juked Waugh out of his jock, to which Waugh responded, I couldn't really hear what I was saying. I had my two Stanley Cup rings in my ears.
Oh, I remember the quote. Don't remember the context.
And then do you remember the other one that was with the Blackhawks again where their goalie got sick because he ate at Morton's and they thought it was because of the potatoes, that someone poisoned the potatoes?
No, I don't really. You paid much more attention to hockey than I did at the time. I'll admit, I'm an unabashed bandwagoner when it comes to hockey. Call me when the playoffs show up. And tell me if the Avalanche are in the playoffs. If those things are happening.
Yeah, they're not in the playoffs.
If those things are happening, then I will pay attention. Otherwise, it's going to take something like this, you know, game seven overtime.
Ottawa and Pittsburgh still 2-2. Yeah. Meanwhile, it was kind of exciting because Ottawa was actually down 2-1 and scored with 3 minutes left. So they actually come back in this game.
Yeah.
And they have, it seems like they've been playing much more in Pittsburgh zone than Pittsburgh has been playing in Ottawa zone.
Doesn't matter. Dude, in hockey, it does not matter. You can dominate a game and still lose because hockey's more of it's like a luck game of luck. It's a lucky game. You get a weird bounce on the ice. A goalie
has a seizure.
Just misses by an inch. I mean,
Johnson becomes a tooth fairy.
The only thing you have to do in hockey to win is to just keep shooting at the goal. At some point, the puck's going to go in. That's all you got to do.
That's what Florida said, and it never happened.
Well. In the Western Conference, the Anaheim Ducks dominated the Predators in that last game. But the Predators won because they had a hot goalie. I mean, they outshot, outskated, they outhit the Predators, but the Predators won the game. That's the thing about hockey, man. Most of the time, the best actual teams do not win.
Do you know what I'd really like to see? I'd like to see the Nashville Predators really sort of, you know, start embracing the whole Predator thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they have on their, like they have, you know, outfits that kind of change colors, you know, and they have, well, you're looking at me like.
No, I seriously, I'm.
Okay, Predator.
I'm both confused and a little afraid as to where this is going.
Okay, Predator.
Okay.
There's a movie, it's called Predator. You might have seen it. I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger was in
it. Oh, so you want them to wear camouflage jerseys.
I don't think they have to wear dreads on their helmets, but that would be kind of cool, right? How mean would that team look if they all came out dressed like Predators? Come on, man.
You can't play the game that way. I don't think you can play the game with dreads on your helmet.
Well, probably not.
And I don't think you can have jerseys that make you invisible. So, I mean, it would be cool.
Well, just two different colors, maybe. You know, so it seems like you're shimmering. But you're not really shimmering.
I think they're pretty well okay with the Predator motif they have going right now.
It just doesn't seem nearly as scary.
Well, it's not. It's just
regular old Predators.
Predators, yeah.
I mean, it ain't honey badger Predators.
I don't even know. Listen, I don't even know what kind of Predator it is. I'm going to assume because of their logo it's a cat or a wildebeest or whatever it is. I mean, it's in Florida. No, Nashville.
Wilder Beast?
It's in Tennessee. So Tennessee has no concept of hockey. Why they even have a team, I don't know. It's disgusting. But for some reason, everyone but me is rooting for those guys to win the Stanley Cup. I think it's awful.
I'm rooting for Ottawa because I want to see Canada explode.
I'm rooting for Ottawa because I like their color scheme. How's that?
No freaking way.
True.
Probably worse than just because I want to see Canada explode. Just say it.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up.
My baby's coming home. Lord, you know I just can't wait. And